It should not be hard to be sensitive. Imagine the days of explaining and defending your sensitivity are over. How would your life change? What would unfold for you? This is your time to rise. Welcome to the podcast for Sensitives Rising with your host, Nicole Eisler.
All right, self-trust, it is something that seems like it's so simple, right? Just trust yourself. It seems simple. It seems obvious. It's a good thing. It's a must is really what it is. And yet, sensitive struggle to really lock this in. Today, we're going to talk about why that is, what I've learned through the work that I do and working with sensitives, the traits I see, the common themes running throughout the lives of sensitives. And if you identify with them, what you can do to make it different for yourself, how you can change it, because let's be real, self-doubt is a real pain in the ass. It's an energy drainer. It definitely wastes your time. It just can really pull you right off the tracks and take you down a long, dark road. And we don't want that for you. I don't want that for you. So tune in, grab a seat, get comfy. We're going to talk about self-trust, why it's a must, why sensitives struggle with it, and how you can change that for yourself. We'll be back. And we are back. This is, of course, Nicole Eisler, your host for Sensitives Rising podcast, your self-empowerment coach. And it pains me to say this, but it's something that I have learned from working with hundreds of sensitives and exploring and walking through their lives with them, that sensitives suck at self-trust. I know, brutal, right? Did she just say that? But it's so true. But here's why we're bringing this up, because it doesn't have to be a struggle. It doesn't have to be that way. You can get good at it. You can master it and learn to really trust yourself. I know that that is a fact, because if I learned how to do it from where I started from, I know that you can learn how to do it too. And I wish I could tell you, hey, you know what? Boom, boom. Now you know. So you'll never doubt yourself again. You'll never question something. You'll never feel a little bit paralyzed in your tracks. That I cannot guarantee. What I really hope is that, yeah, you have moments where you kind of go, whoa, wait, let me feel this out. Because you're in a new, like you're in new territory, right? You're expanding. You're exploring out of your comfort zone. When you're in a new territory and you're exploring out of your comfort zone, hail to the yeah. I mean, you really have to know, you know, what is right for you and what is not, right? You got to get really clear about who you are. And that's why you're here, is to learn more about yourself. Each and every week, you really invest the time and the effort to study yourself. That is the number one topic you should be studying throughout your life, is yourself. Think about it. If you improve who you are, how you show up for yourself, your self-trust, your confidence, if you improve even 1% every single day, just 1%, that's 365% growth in a year. Do you know what company would kill for that kind of growth? My goodness, right? They would be like, oh my God, we grew by 365%. It's amazing. So you can have the best statistics everywhere. You don't have to be, I didn't say perfect. I just said improving. If you're more aware and you're improving, if you improved your self-trust a little bit more every single day, then when you're in that new territory, you're in that new space where you've never been before. By the way, if you are, high five, right? It means you're getting out there, you're doing your thing, you're trying new things. But it means that just in case you don't know everything that's going to happen, because we don't always know everything that's going to happen, this whole like, well, I think I have a fear of the unknown. Okay, well, everything's unknown until it happens. I mean, yeah, I see things in my mind's eye, so that's where my belief starts, right? But seriously, I don't know if it's going to happen or not, right? So I believe it in my mind, I see it there, and then I get to see it in my life, and I believe it there. But there's always unknowns. We don't know. You don't know what mood someone's going to show up in. You don't know how the traffic's going to be. I mean, unless you just, like, I even get downloads from above. They don't give me every detail. They give me the idea, and then they go, here, go make it happen. Right? Okay, thanks. But we don't know everything. But the more you trust yourself, it gives you that comfort, that buffer, that, hey, even if I don't know everything, I'm good. Because I got myself. I trust myself. Like, you know, I had a download during a group meditation. I was at a workshop I was at. And it was like, it was so crazy to say it out loud, but when it hit me, it made so much sense. And it really dialed me in, and it helped me get on this path of believing in myself and trusting myself more and more. And it was basically my higher self came to me and said, hey, if you knew who you really are, if you knew why you're really there and where you came from, you would never question yourself. You would just go do it. And I thought, okay, maybe I don't know all the things I'm here to do just yet, because at that point it was still, I mean, I still don't, right? I hope I continue to evolve and forever, as long as I'm breathing and I'm here. But the thought of that, like, whoa, if you knew who you really are, if you knew why you're really there on earth, and you knew where you came from, if you really understood all of that, and it would, trust me, the vision was like, ba-bam, like it was that, you know, that blow your mind scene in the movie kind of thing. And I came out of that meditation, I had tears just streaming down my face, and I felt so calm and so centered and really confident. And I just had this feeling that it was going to be okay, right? That the more that I trusted myself, the more I would watch my life grow, the more I would grow, the more I would get to do, the more amazing experiences I would get to have, and the more lives I would touch. Because throughout my life, as I'm sure you have, that feeling that there was something more than what I was doing at the time. Like right now, I love serving our community. I love working with sensitives. You know, whether I'm writing or I'm doing videos or we're doing the podcast here, this is my life's work, is to bring forward the things that I see sensitives struggling with that I really believe we don't have to struggle with, that it shouldn't be a struggle. In fact, I feel it should, being a sensitive should make your life easy, right? But I know there's more. And so I'm good with that. And so every week I prepare myself, whatever's coming, I'm good and I'm ready for more. I no longer show up feeling like, good God, what else could possibly happen to go wrong this way, right? Like, you know, that feeling where you're tired, you're wore out, you're overwhelmed, you just want to cry. You know, we all have moments, right? I have moments, but I do not live that life anymore where I don't know how much more I can take. It's bring it on, baby, because I'm ready for the next level. It's that kind of energy and that kind of self-empowerment. And that's why we're talking about this, because you going through your life feeling like, I don't know what to do. I don't know where I'm going to go from here. I don't know, maybe I don't know the answers. You know, why do I feel this way? Having these like awful feelings and questions and those, you know, those ruminating thoughts, those things that are creating the sense of you don't know what the F you're doing. That's what I want to put an end to. As a sensitive, you're just so such a feeling being, and feelings, that's all about intuition, right? So it is sad that after working with hundreds of sensitives that I have noticed that sensitives suck at self-trust, but wait for it now. They don't stay there. The thing I've also noticed, here come the tears, babe, I'm getting choked up. The thing I've also noticed about sensitives, they're so hungry for change. They do whatever it takes. They want to learn. They're like craving it, like there's something else, I know it, and I'll do what it takes. And relentless sensitives are just relentless. They do not give up. They don't give up. It's so beautiful, the people that I have worked with and walked through their life and watched where they started from and where they, how they elevate, how they are so open, how they take guidance to heart, literally, right? Literally. It is the most beautiful thing I could ever be a part of. And that's why we are expanding our community. It's why we're always inviting more sensitives to join us. It's why I go out on all different platforms to share this message, because I see the beautiful things that happen. And when that shift occurs, oh goodness, oh, sensitives I've worked with have started small, feeling insignificant, and gone out, started their own community and become a leader. They have gone out and written books. They start teaching workshops and giving talks on things about intuition and healing. And, you know, they've started spiritual businesses out of what they were doing anyway. Let me just tell you. They're doing it anyway. They just weren't charging money for it. Are you one of those? Are you? Come on now. Fess up. Hand up in the air. You either want to start a spiritual business or some sort of business to help people, or you've already started kind of, right? Could this actually be? Yeah, a lot of sensitives are out there. They're doing things to make a difference for others. They're just, they don't think of it as in business terms, and they don't think of it in livelihood, right? That this could really, I could exchange my passion and purpose for this paycheck, right? But that's what happens. And that's the beauty of it. And because of that, they go out and they touch other lives and they help other people rise, right? So that's why I'm so passionate about you trusting yourself more. But it is a fact that the struggle is real and there are reasons for it. There are things that occur, right? There's a why behind this. And, you know, sensitives questioning themselves, going up into your head. Even if you get an intuitive nudge, but you go up in your head and you start mulling around and thinking about it and, you know, and wind up either talking yourself into something you don't want or talking yourself out of something you should have said yes to. That is where it's not that I'm not trying to generalize, okay, about us, our community. But there are definitely some common traits, and after working with enough people who have, and I would say you're absolutely unique, but we all have the exact same emotions. They just show up in a very personal way. You have your own experiences. I have my own experiences. However, the outcome is the same. Self-doubt, not trusting yourself enough, not recognizing intuitively what is right for you, what is wrong for you, right? Getting caught up in things that are just a waste of your time and energy, and staying in relationships that are not serving you, that kind of thing, right? We'll talk more about that in a bit. But so why? Why is it a struggle? Why is a struggle real, you know, to trust yourself? Well, first of all, how many times have you ever been questioned in your life about what you think or what you feel, as in what you think or feel and the way you're showing up is wrong, right? You know, why are you still upset about that? I always have to do a voice for those comments because they're so asinine. Because I'm upset about it. That's my answer. Because I feel upset about it. Because I don't think it's right. I'm going to justify it to you, friend, right? You know, or how many times have you stepped out and you did something? You're so excited. Ah, here's my idea. Look what I did. Look what I made. Look what I want to do. Look what I want to make. And someone says, what are you doing that for? Oh, that's kind of weird. That's silly. Oh, what? Now you're a psychic? How about that one? If you've gone down that path, right? And or you're afraid people are going to say that, they're going to laugh because they're going to go like, oh, now you're a psychic. Okay. Right? We always have these like, that's how the things come through in your head. That's in your head, right? You hear that, and then your ego goes, oh, maybe they're right, right? So this is the process. Or you've been told you're too sensitive, or you're too emotional. Ugh, are you crying again? Wait, geez, you're too emotional. Jeez, let it go. They always got the like, kind of thing with it, don't they, right? Nobody ever is like, sweetheart, you're just too emotional. I mean, maybe they are. Because you know what? Not everybody says it to be a jackass. Some people, oh, if you've ever been told, I've never met a sensitive that hasn't been told that they're too sensitive or too emotional. I never understand who got to define that anyway. Where is that definition? Is there some scale or range somewhere that they know about that we don't? Anyway, it's sometimes, though, people care about you. They want to protect you. Maybe you had mom, you know, was overprotective, didn't understand, and didn't want to see you cry, or dad didn't want to see you cry, because if you're crying, you're upset, and if you're upset, that hurt him, right? A lot of sensitive dads come across kind of like, don't toughen up, don't cry, because they don't want to see you cry. It hurts them. They can't change it. They want to fix it. How do they fix it? You stop crying, right? If you just weren't so sensitive, then you wouldn't get so upset. Then everything would be good. So, you know, not everybody comes at us with that, you're too sensitive or you're too emotional, with negative intention. Sometimes they just don't know and they mean well, but the damage is the same. Because as you're told growing up that you're too this, you're too that, and it really lands in your subconscious as, I'm not good enough, I'm not good at that, I shouldn't be doing that, what was I thinking, right? So these things get, show up. So we're taught to doubt ourselves through experiences with other people. You're taught to doubt yourself and the way you see life, the way you interact with life, the way that you perceive things. You're taught to doubt yourself because someone else is basically saying with emotion that the way you're showing up and the way you're seeing this and you're crying again, that is like, it shouldn't be happening. And so you're like, oh, but I am crying. There are tears. I cannot control them. Oh, there's something wrong with me. Because look, they're not crying. They're saying I shouldn't be crying. Obviously, it's me. That's what the child's mind does, right? So those things get locked in the subconscious. You certainly, throughout your life too, you get pushed out of your space, whether it's through bullying. Hand raised over here. Yep, I was bullied. Oh, goodness. Way too many times. Let's see. First time I was bullied, that would be grade school. I have had family members bully. I've had high school, middle school, grade school, workplace. I'm scanning so many examples, right? Majority have been women, females. Right? So don't know what that's about. But so that's why I usually had more male friends, because they weren't like that. They were just like, hey, and I was like, hey, we had a good time. Woo! All right. Right? But the women, all I did was show up, and there I am, little Miss Introvert over here. Mm-hmm. Quiet. Right? Just smiling. Hi. And right? Like that? Excuse me. And their claws would come out and just bullying. And what do you think you're doing here? And I mean, as an adult, I remember this in one of my first jobs in my 20s, this in front of everybody on the work shift. She went to nights and I was taking her place on days. And she said in front of everyone, well, don't think you're going to replace me just because I'm going to nights. Right? Like that was just, what did I ever do to you? And that was not the only thing that she ever. Of course, isn't it funny how you still remember something? And somebody piped up and said, she can never be a bitch. You know, so it was, and everybody laughed, but inside as an introverted sensitive, I was like, oh my God, is she going to kill me in the parking lot? Like, what was that for? It was my second day of work. And it was nothing to do with me, is what I've learned, right? It had nothing to do with me. It wasn't about me. She felt like she was losing her spot with her team, and I was the easy target because I was filling it. And, yep, energetically, I was teeny tiny over there. And so she, big, 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 and poof. And that's why I say when you stay small, you get crushed. Because trust me, I show up in that room now, and nobody talking to me like that. And not because I'm going to get in a fight or something, it just doesn't happen. Like, there's things with energy where people just don't mess with you. You're not in their awareness because you're in your own big space. And they know, and energetically, I'm telling you, people just don't attract that stuff because you practice expansion. That's why we do what we do here. So over time and experiences, we get pushed out of our space. I was kind of afraid to go back to work after that. I definitely wasn't warm and chummy with her. Now, over time, we actually became kind of friends, but it was like, that took time, right? It took, you know, also took me having a little more courage and showing up differently. So what are the times in your life where you've been pushed out of your space or you've felt bullied or it could be a family member? You have a really loud, outgoing, too extroverted family member who dominates every conversation, every family function. It's always got to be their way. They know everything about everything, right? Friendships can do this too, where you get pushed out of your space. It is not uncommon at all for a sensitive to pair up. It doesn't make sense when I say it, but it happens quite commonly where a sensitive will pair up with a narcissist. And it's almost like the narcissist has like latched on to the sensitive because they're all bright and cheery and the narcissist is like, ooh, fresh meat. Like, I got good energy here. I can just use your positive energy and I can just feed off of your wins and do your thing, but then never let you actually feel good about anything. I'm going to just dominate it, right? And unfortunately, this can happen in marriages. I have a lot of clients that come to start working with me. They feel really flat. They feel unfulfilled. They feel very slighted. Not, you know, the self-trust nowhere to be found, not feeling confident. And they start talking, and through the process, not because of something I say, hey, sounds like your marriage is kind of like, meh, meh. Nope, it's, they start rising, they start showing up different, they start feeling better, you know, more confidence, having more fun, doing things for themselves, and their partner all of a sudden is like, what are you doing? You know, like, they might not say that exact words, but energetically they start showing up different, trying to squash them. Hey, I don't know what you think you're doing, you know, because before it was working for them. You know, their sensitive partner staying small and being quiet and being docile or being very accommodating or very appeasing, taking care of everything. And all of a sudden the sensitive's like, actually, I'm going to take some time for myself and start taking care of myself instead of everyone, everything else first. Oh, I'm going to start expressing how I actually feel because keeping all these feelings inside is not doing me any good. And that is where the ripples start, right? They start to ruffle feathers. And so a lot of times through the work that I do with my clients, relationships, man, they either up level with the client because their partner goes, oh my God, I'm so happy that you're so happy. This is so great. Yes, let's work on this together. Let's, right? Or it's a complete, everything completely starts to just really disintegrate because it's not working the way it was. But for their partner, it's not working the way things are moving and changing, even though they're inviting them and saying, I'm happier, I'm healthier. Why aren't you, you know, this is better for us, right? So things like that. So pushed out of your space and relationships and experiences. You know, the other thing is, as far as intuition, like I said, I really work closely with clients to build self-trust because no one knows what's best for you better than you do. I don't know what's best for you. The only thing I do with my clients is really feed things back to them. Like, this is what I'm sensing. This is what I'm hearing. This is what I'm feeling. How does that feel for you? How is it resonating for you? What do you notice about what you notice? Because I want them to have the, right? I might present something in a different perspective, but I want them to discover it, right? That's where the magic happens. It's not just because I tell a client, hey, you know what? Sounds like you're kind of being hard on yourself, or, oh yeah, I guess I am. Like, no, I'll give them the, here's this, and how does that feel for you hearing that back? Oh, I don't like that at all. Oh, that doesn't feel good. Oh, I don't want to be saying that. I don't want to be thinking that, right? So things like that. But intuition, they're not living intuitively. If you're not living intuitively, that means you're living in your head. Kind of like it's all made up. No, you're living in your head with your ego running the show. Don't do that. Oh, they're going to laugh. What will they say? Oh, why did you do that? You don't know what you're doing, right? A lot of that shenanigans going on. If you're not tuned in with your intuition, listen, your intuition is always working 24/7. Always. Doesn't mean you know that it is. This is the issue, okay? Intuition, when we talk about, you know, people say, oh, I think my intuition is blocked. No, actually, your intuition is working 100% of the time. you're just not aware of it. Or you're too distracted, so you don't even notice it. You get an intuitive nudge. I wouldn't know because I'm stuck in my head and I'm frantic about something that hasn't even happened yet, but I've given it 8,000 different scenarios about what could happen. What intuitive nudge? What are you talking about, right? Or you're just flat out ignoring it. You are getting an intuitive. You know what you need to do. You know the outcome. You know what's best for you. Oh, but yuck, that's too hard. Mm-mm, not going there. No, it's fine. It's fine. I can make it work. It's okay. It's not really that bad. Yes, it is. If you're getting an intuitive nudge that something needs to end, you need to walk away, and you're just ignoring it. Or, hey, on the happy side, you're getting an intuitive nudge that there's something more for you in this life. Right? But you keep talking yourself into staying in that dead-end job or how many times do I hear this? With soul-sucking job. Right? It's literally killing you slowly. Your soul's job is to express itself. And you're in a job where you have none of that. So that's why it's soul-sucking, right? So maybe it's that you keep getting this pull, this whisper, this call, and you're like, no, no, no. I'm not answering that today. Nope. I got time. Shh. Hey, and look, I got this great, great job. I mean, it's not that bad. Anybody, any time that I hear someone go, well, it's not that bad. Did you just hear yourself? You just justified it's bad. It's just not that bad. Bad is bad. Bad is not fun. It's not like, you know, this is awful, but I mean, I'm just filled with joy about it. That just, it doesn't happen. Right? So not living intuitively, that's another reason why the self-trust is not there, because it's ego or it's other people's opinions or whatever else is interfering. It's filling your calendar with a bunch of meaningless things to keep yourself creatively distracted instead of doing what you're really here on this planet to do, because don't know why, right? What is it really? What is it really? And then we get to proof positive, I call it, right? So, hey, I got all these experiences that I can prove to myself that I don't know what the hell I'm doing. But you're kind of looking at them a little backwards. I love to use your real life experiences to teach you about your own intuition. I don't, you know, with my clients, and we work on, there's a module for intuition. And it's not just something for them to read and intuition is and listen to your gut. And no, they have to actually come up with scenario, like things from their real life, and then study from that as to how they either went against their intuition and the outcome, how they noticed the signs and signals that came in. They go back in time kind of, right, and really learn about that. Because otherwise, you're looking through your past and you're going, oh, well, that happened. See, didn't know what I was doing there. Oh, then I made that decision over there. That was a dumb one. Oof, boy, I don't know what I'm doing. This will come up a lot with money. I'm not good with money. Okay, you said that pretty forceful. Why do you say that? Well, because, and then there's all these examples. Or, you know, if you're in the dating world, I've had clients who they were sick of being single, or they'd had a bunch of bad experiences, but they weren't good at dating. There's no good people to date at all. I'm like, really? None? Not one on the planet? No. How do you know? Because everybody I date is not good. They're not right for me. And I go, okay. So, but see, those are all perfect examples of how you can learn more about what is right for you, what you do want, what you don't want to settle for. There's so much information in there for you, whether it's money, whether it's dating, relationships, friendships, health, fitness, weight. Oh my gosh, so much, like so much for you, right? And the truth is, why is this so damn important? Why is it important that you start trusting yourself more no matter where you're at, whether you're at like, boy, I'm at the pit of the bottom, right, where I don't trust myself at all, or you know, I'm doing better. I'm really making strides. I'm doing so much better. It doesn't matter. We can always get better, 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 right? At everything. It's like, you know, professional athletes, they don't just, once they make the team, not have to train again. You got to stay conditioned. You got to keep training, right? So self-trust, intuition, all of it. It's self-empowerment. It's why I call it a practice. So why is it important? Because of the harm it does if you don't trust yourself. Decision-making is brutal. Should I? Shouldn't I? What should I do? I don't know. What am I going to do? Right? Relationships, talked about all that, all kinds of wrong. You're with the wrong kind of people. You pair up, meet up. You're in meetups. You're, I don't know, you're in an organization or you're on a committee and it's not even a fit and it just is so boring or you don't like it or you don't agree with it, but gosh, you committed to it. Right? Money can feel hard. Again, low confidence, your self-esteem. We talked about all of these in different examples. And really this one, you just don't step out. You leave your dream on the table. It just sits there collecting dust. Another day goes by. But here's what happens when you leave your dream on the table. The truth of the matter is when you leave that sitting there, it doesn't just sit there and collect dust. You deteriorate faster. You age faster and not in a fun way because you're not as fulfilled. You're more stressed. What you're working so hard for is not bringing any kind of great return that you really, really want. You feel like something's missing. Right, and all of that just creates this pressure and this ease or even a flatness in your life where you're like, I don't feel anything. I feel flat. I'm bored. Why do I feel this way? Well, what are you doing to move in the direction of your dream? Because your soul is here to express itself, and it does that by fulfillment. If you're feeling fulfilled, it means I'm doing things that I love, right? I'm doing things that I'm meant to do. I'm doing things that are bringing that return, that sense of yes. And really, you know, also the harm that it does, I mean, this is why it needs to change. It's because the more that you trust yourself, I will guarantee you, I will put a stamp on it. The more you trust yourself, the more you put that into action, the healthier you will feel. Your well-being will be amazing. You will be happier. You will feel more free in your life. Right? You'll be acting on your dream, not just thinking about it someday. I mean, what would that mean for you? How would that change your life? Healthier, happier, feel more free, taking action on things that you love and enjoy that are good for you. I mean, man, not a day that goes by now. I had to start this practice, though, before I got to what I wanted, okay? But I can tell you, now that I am here, every day I'm so grateful. I am so grateful that I get to do what I do, that I'm here, that I was given this vision, this dream, and I said yes. I said yes, whatever you need me to do, I said yes to my mission, and that put me here. But I had to say yes to it before I actually got here, right? Because it wasn't always like this. I didn't have 100% of my focus to put in my community and serve you and show up in this way. I had to work the job. I had to go places I didn't want to go, do things I did not want to do to get here. And every bit of it was worth it. So I don't take that for granted. But I see it backwards a lot of times, you know, I want what I want, but I'm not there, so I'm going to hate where I'm at. Well, that does not equal freedom, my friend. That is your control in behind bars, basically, right? So that's why these things need to change. Trusting yourself more, going with, you know, your nudges, your signals, doing what's right for you because it feels right for you. Saying no to things because they don't feel right for you. And there are some signs that maybe you're not trusting yourself enough other than maybe everything that I've said so far, you're like, damn, right? Maybe there's some signs like you're trying to justify your, these are just some, you know, these come and go for different people. They show up in different ways, but things that I notice, you're trying to justify your feelings to other people, meaning you know what you feel. Okay, let's take a negative relationship because this is a real life scenario that happened in our community. It's a negative relationship that shows up in your life. It's been there a long, long time. You feel the way you feel. You don't want anything to do with it. Tired of feeling hurt. Tired of that person being that way. Have expressed how you feel. Tried that. Didn't work. This person is just blatantly out there being a bully. Toxic. Right? And some time goes by, you took a break from the relationship, but then it shows up again. You don't want to go back in. But the ego's like, well, yeah, but, you know, like if it's a parent or, you know, yeah, but they're all alone now. Or yeah, but blah, blah, blah. And so you try to justify how you're feeling because you really just want someone to say, you don't have to go back in. I don't? Oh, okay, thank you for validating that. That's really what it is. You already know how you feel about it. You don't. This is the point I want you to get to where you do not need someone else to validate how you're feeling. They're your feelings. You feel what you feel for a reason. And if it's to really eliminate someone from your life, that didn't happen in one conversation, one time. That happened, I am willing to bet, over a long period of time, many conversations, many poor actions or hurtful things or, right, that this happened over and over and over and over and over and over and over. And finally, because sensitives are so damn loyal, finally you're like, I don't want to do this anymore. So give yourself permission to not do it. You don't need to justify your feelings to anyone. They're your feelings. But if you find also that you're retelling what happened, hey, how are you? Oh, not good, because, and then you find, like, this is the 10th time today that you're retelling the story, something that happened. Somebody said something, or did something, or didn't say something, or didn't do something, and the outcome is that, you know, you're feeling miffed about it, right? Hey, we're on a planet with a lot of different people, with a lot of different personalities, people who say asinine things, people who are not working on their energy, and people who actually don't know that they even offended anyone, really. I mean, some people, whether it's innocently or some people, like, they don't even have any boundaries, so they really have no clue that anybody around them is annoyed. They're so in their own, all about themselves, right? So there's all different ways this can show up. But if you're retelling the details for something for the, like, 20th time, because, you know, two friends happen to call today and they both got the same exact conversation from you, first of all, insulting. Like, your friends would be like, you told me exactly the same thing you told so-and-so? Hey, where's my... No, I'm kidding, right? But if you're retelling details over and over and over, or it's been 3 years and you're still upset about something, yeah, that, by the way, different show, but that is a... that is proof positive that there's energy to be repurposed there. You have an energy root that's been reinforced over time, and there's still pain, in your emotion, blah, 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 in your energy body. And so if it's 3 years, man, and you're still as upset as when it happened, that's where we would need to do some energy work there. And you know, I do it a little different. It's awesome. But this is... You know, where if you feel like you need to present all the details, wait, I got to tell you everything that happened. What you're really trying to do is prove to yourself that what you feel is valid. You're not trying to prove it to me. Okay, if you post something and it's got like 18 paragraphs of all the details, you are trying to prove to yourself how bad it really was and why you have the right to be upset. What I'm trying to tell you is just trust yourself. If you're upset, that upset me. That's it. not 18 paragraphs and all the energy it took you and all the emotion it took you to write those 18 paragraphs, reliving it hash by hash, right? Like, this is what happened, and this happened, and they said it, and there's this, and then that, and this, and that, and this, and that, and blah, 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 blah. You're so exhausted by the end. It's like it happened all over again. Every moment of it, you just relived it. Right? And then at the end, what, you know, I love offering suggestions and encouragement because I get it. Sometimes you just need to talk something through because does it really seem the way it does in my head? I am all about that. Full supporter of that. That's what our community is about. It's what it's there for. But I will always say, I could give you a lot of responses on everything, but how do you feel? What do you want? That's my response. Because I already know how you feel. Otherwise, you wouldn't have spent 20 minutes writing an 18-paragraph post. You're upset. What are you going to do about it? Right? What do you want from this? Because one, if you're in relationships where you feel like you have to be defensive, or you've grown to be defensive, I mean, I have sensitives. They're the most gentle, genuine, sweet people. And they're like, I don't know what's the matter with me. I'm snapping at everyone. I'm super defensive. I rip them apart. Well, again, that didn't happen in one. That's a lot of block charge in there. Okay, a block charge. Either in your throat chakra, most of the time it's your solar plexus, your throat chakra, and they're working together, but, and then it's finally, like it's reached a point where one little comment from someone and it's enough to just make you go kabam, right? Because you've stuffed it long enough. So, but really, if you do though, feel also with someone in your life that you always have to defend how you're feeling and why you feel it. I had that in one of my relationships, every single, he would say, that's not really the way you feel. What? How would you possibly know how? They're my feelings. And he was not a sensitive, by the way. So I knew he couldn't step in my emotional shoes like I can for other people, right? So, yeah. Back then, I was in my 20s, so I would get very defensive and I would defend myself until I couldn't talk anymore and I'd be crying. Because no matter what I said, it wasn't true, or it wasn't real, or I was making it up, or I was watching too many movies, or like, what? You know? Which, you know, I just touched on that one too, right? When you're in that mode and you can't get the words out, cry, trying to say how you feel, but instead the words get jumped up like this, and then next thing you know, the tears are there. Or if you're ruminating on things, right? It's replay 8014 in your head of whatever happened. And, you know, every time you add some other detail, do you ever notice when you ruminate on something and it goes through your head like, da, 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 and it replays, and you're actually getting more worked up from each version that you think of? We had great member of our community at a workshop recently, and she said, I have these angry conversations in my head. And I said, do you feel, you know, I know sometimes you can play out something in your head and you're like, that's what I would have done. And then you can be done with it. But if it continues and then you keep adding these details, you can actually get more upset, more worked up, because subconscious does not know the difference between what is reality and what you are creating as reality. So whatever you are thinking about, your body is living like it's really happening right now. You are changing and shaping your beliefs and your mind. So if you're thinking about a lot of negative things, you're fixated on that worst case scenario. I mean, and then you wake up and you go, why am I so tired? Well, because before you went to bed, maybe you're thinking about all this, right? Or why am I so tired today? But all day your brain's been like, on all those stuff that stresses you out. I mean, that's another sign, right? So, and one more that, you know, we talked about earlier is that there are things that you want to be doing in your life, but you're not doing them. Why? Because you don't trust yourself enough to get out there and do it. You have too much self-doubt. You question yourself. You don't have enough of what it takes, maybe you're thinking, or it's too scary. People laugh because why? Maybe you've been laughed at before. Right? When I was bullied in high school, I was laughed at and made fun of and told, you know, called names and made fun of when I was at certain functions and events. And it made me very timid for most, you know, good chunk of years in my life. So to get out in front of people, like, see, I had someone, one of our members say recently, she said, no, you're not an introvert. You're an extrovert. It's clear. I said, no, I'm not. I'm really not. I am an introvert. I can do whatever I want, though. I don't let introvert be a label that keeps me, it's not a stigma for me. Because I just don't, I mean, I am introverted. However, I do whatever I want to do because I have a better experience that way. I love being challenged. I like, you know, it's like scary sometimes, right? To be out of your comfort zone. But it's different at this point because I know who I am and I know why I'm here and my mission is clear and I've said yes and I know that I have backing from above. I'll go do whatever it takes. It's not about people laughing at me or will they or the bullies in the audience or I don't even notice them anymore. But back in my life, it was hard to get out and do things because they were all I focused on. What were they going to say? How would this come back to me? How would they make fun of me? And I wouldn't even know if I had a bully or a heckler or I don't know. I wouldn't even know, I guess, because I'm so focused on you, the person in my community that's looking for, they want to elevate. They want to rise up. They want to live their life different. They want to say, hey, yeah, man, I've been there, rock that. Right? That's who I focus on. So if there are things you want to be doing, but you're not doing them because there's too much doubt or you tell yourself there's too much fear, that's what we would work on. That's where we want to make sure that that changes because of everything that I've just talked about today so far. Right? Because this is, it's, you know, it's, like they say, this is your one life, right? Well, I don't know. Maybe we have multiple lives, but this is the one you're in. This one right here, right now, doing what you're doing. Like just for a moment, just pause and look through your life right now. How much of it can you look at and say, that rocks my world. I love that. That is, man, that makes me just so happy. This is so fulfilling. How much of your life can you look around and say that? Because if you're like, well, I mean, then we should talk. That's not, you know, it's not that I'm not challenged. But I can look through my life and say, I love it all. I love it all. I'm doing things that I get to work with people in their life, right? And do things. I get to help people. I get to do creative things. I have my family. I have an amazing dog. I have an amazing family. I have two amazing sons. And I'll tell you where I am most challenged in my own life is actually when they are challenged. When they are challenged, I'm like, well, but that's why trusting yourself, knowing who you are, building yourself up increases your resilience so that you can be strong for others. If you're feeling tapped out, stressed out, down and out, and then people you love and care about need you, it's hard. It's a lot harder. It takes a harder toll on you. And, you know, I think too, like there is some truth, right, to, you know, resting and self-care. But I think sometimes we just cash out. It's like almost like a crutch. Like taking care of yourself should just be automatic. But that comes with believing in yourself more, knowing that you're worth it. Like if there's something that keeps showing up in your life as a pattern, and you feel like you don't know why, that's what I'm talking about here today. It's time to tune in, right? And see what yourself has to say is what I'm getting at. Sit with yourself on it. All right, this keeps showing up. I don't like it. Doesn't make me feel good. Why is this showing up for me? What do I need to know? What is it I need to learn from this? Because what I want to see, I want to see that sensitives are amazing at self-trust. They're so creative and so intuitive. They're super feelers. They're the most confident. They have amazing self-esteem. That's what I want to see. And I believe that day is coming. And it starts with you and I, right? We set the example. I mean, if you're in it with me, I want to know about it. Be like, yep, Nicole, I'm in. I'm going to trust myself more. I'm going to be an example in our sensitive community and in my life. That I don't have to struggle with self-trust. I don't have to question my thoughts, my feelings. I don't have to, you know, wonder why I feel this way. That I can trust what's going on because I know me. See, that's what I'm, the bottom line here is, you have to know yourself inside and out. I know me inside and out. I know when I'm pulling shenanigans on myself. I know when I'm distracting myself. I'm like, what are you doing? Get in there and get that stuff done. Right? Like, you know, or what are you freaking out about this for? You know what you're doing. Let's get it done. That's more fun. It's more fun. I mean, that's the other part of this. It's so fun when you trust yourself. You're not wasting all your time and energy on the bullshit, like the stuff that just consumes you. Just trust. That's it. Just trust. For a healthier, happier life, self-trust is definitely, it is a big must. The return you will get for trusting yourself more, it will blow your mind. It'll blow up your life in all the good ways. You will love, love, love it. You'll never look back. Well, you might look back and say, wow, remember when I didn't trust myself? Like I do often, and I go, God, I'm glad I'm here now. And I'm going to keep working at it. It's a practice. That's all you have to do. Say yes to it and practice. I believe in you, but you have to believe in you. That's the most important thing. You have to believe in yourself. So I can tell you all day how amazing and great you are, but if you don't believe it, if you don't trust yourself, that all falls away. So it's those moments when life turns up the pressure, when you're caught off guard, when you feel like you're on your own, or you get sideswiped. It's those moments. That's when you need to trust yourself the most. And all the other times in between is when you practice. Because what you do in practice, you do in the game. And the best and the biggest game you'll ever, ever be in is your entire life. And it is this moment right here where things can change. Where for the rest of your days, you just get to show up and trust yourself and make amazing decisions that improve your life, give you more of what you want, make you feel the way you want to feel, and you get to enjoy it more. You're not stressing. That right there, icing on the cake, am I right? Like, it's amazing. I'm so glad you joined me today. I would love to hear from you. Any ahas, any, yes, Nicole, I'm in for the self-trust. I'm going to do this thing, right? Whatever that looks like. Or if you're, you know, I think I need more support. I'm feeling a little challenged, or I'd like to take this to the next level. I want to learn more about my own intuition. I want to, you know, really go deeper into my life. And because I've got big, big dreams, Nicole, I've got big dreams. I've got big visions. I don't have all the clear, like crystal clear, you know, crystal ball type vision yet, but I can feel it. I can feel that there's something there and I don't want to wait anymore. I want to do whatever it takes. I'm ready for that next step. If that is feeling like you, then yes, you need to reach out. Let's chat about it. Let's get you started. I have a very intense, it's very personal, it's very deep, walking through your life with you 10 months together. Trust me, you will not recognize yourself, but for all the right reasons when we are done. And I only take a few clients at a time because of the deep work that we do, but it is incredibly life-changing what happens through the process. But regardless, whatever it is, I'm always here. I always want to hear from you. What's going on, the changes you're noticing, how you're evolving, how things are changing and growing. I am here for you every step of the way. It's just an amazing experience, and I'm so glad that you're here in our community and Sensitives Rising. I look forward to bringing you another great topic next week. And until then, remember, out with the self-doubt. Right? Self-trust is a must. You got this. I know you got this. Now go tell yourself and prove it to yourself that you got this. And we'll be back next week. Take good care. We'll see you then. Bye for now.